St. Finian's Parish Magazine, March 2024. Dear friends, I wonder how the season of Lent sits with you. Do you look forward to this intentional period of 40 days for renewing and deepening your spiritual life? Or do you find it all a bit heavy and oppressive? All this talk of the cross and self-denial and going deeper with God sounds so out of touch with how many of us tend to think these days. Maybe in the past you gave up sweets and chocolate or alcohol for the 6 weeks. You tried to make it a weekly pattern to go to the midweek Lenten service, but now you are wondering why you bothered. Most people you know don't seem to care about these things, and having heard about these events over many years, you don't expect any remarkable new insights to be coming your way anytime soon. Sometimes I meet people who get a bit nostalgic about the days when it used to mean something to them. They left behind their religious practice some years ago, but they have deep-rooted memories of the music, the midweek services, the Holy Week services, and the joy of Easter Day. They saw the physical changes in the church as the colours changed, the altar was stripped, and they felt the mood of solemnity and sadness on Good Friday, and how that was transformed into joy with the celebrations on Easter Sunday. The Easter eggs were broken up and devoured, the church windows were decorated, the days were getting longer. A spirit of hope was generated as people celebrated these things together. Personally, I always approach the season with a mixture of excitement and apprehension. I get excited about the opportunity to refocus my thoughts on God and turn my heart afresh towards Him. I get the chance to wonder again at His mercy and His tender kindness towards me and His desire to invite me home again. He longs to welcome me even after I have been away for a while. I may have showed up physically, but perhaps my head and my heart wasn't in it. I take these weeks to bring both the best and worst of myself before Him and ask Him to teach me and help me to go again. I get apprehensive too about stripping back all those little crutches that can insulate me from a sense of dependence upon Him. It might be the sweets, the chocolate, the drink after a challenging day. I get worried about the services I have planned. Are they relevant? Will they be applicable to people's lives? What about the guest speakers? Will they bring inspiration? Will anybody care enough to turn up to hear them? Sometimes I make it far too much about me and far too little about Jesus. The Lent that stands out vividly in my memory was the year Lucy was born. I had big plans and wanted to capture the hearts and imaginations of our parishioners in the parishes where I served, and all of a sudden my circumstances changed. Vicky had to go to hospital weeks before Lucy was born. Lucy herself had to be delivered early with a number of complications, and all my great plans were overtaken by events unfolding before me. A parishioner who was terminally ill at the time took me to one side and said he would bring the churches together to do something very different. He directed a passion play that reflected on different events in the last week of Jesus' life. I spent much of Lent going up and down to the hospital and had to ask big questions. Does the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus have anything to say to the human condition in the midst of bewilderment, confusion, and suffering? If it does, I need to know right now, as these things are going on which are outside my control. I was amazed at how God used all sorts of people to show me just how vital and important all these things are. They ranged from nurses and doctors who looked after us as a family in those challenging weeks, to farmers who took time out of their busy day to drive us to the hospital and collect us. There were anonymous people who left soup and casseroles and bread on our doorstep at night. There were children in schools and frail elderly people in nursing homes who prayed and wrote cards. And why did they do these things? They did them because Jesus lived and died and rose again, and because His presence lived within them. That's why we want to proclaim Him, share Him, and take every opportunity to remind people of just how centrally important He is in all things. May you discover this in a fresh and powerful way over this season of Lent. With very best wishes, Jonathan Pierce. Special services in March. On St. Patrick's weekend, there will be special diocesan celebrations in Downpatrick on Saturday the 16th of March. The Holy Communion service at 9 a.m. in Seoul will be followed by a prayer walk to the cathedral for a special celebration service at 12 noon. The preacher will be Bishop Jill Duff, Bishop of Lancaster, author of Lighting the Beacons. Each parish will receive a beacon which will be lit at our evening service on the 17th of March at 7 p.m. On the 17th of March at 11 a.m, we hope to have a special gift morning as we offer our thanksgiving to God following the completion of the accessibility project and seek to rebuild our financial resources after that considerable capital project. Each Thursday in March at 7:30 p.m, we will continue our short 35-minute devotional services for Lent. They will follow a series of reflections about some of the blessings we find in the spirituality of St. Benedict. Thursday Zoom prayers will not take place. Holy Week and Easter services. From Monday the 25th of March to Friday the 29th of March at 7:30 p.m. each evening, we have special Holy Week services using the liturgies from the book written by our former Bishop Harold Miller called Week of All Weeks. We will be inviting a range of interesting speakers to share their spiritual journey as we reflect on the journey of Jesus towards Calvary in the final week of his life and the events that unfolded. On Good Friday at 12 noon, there will be a special service for children and young people. It will last 20 to 30 minutes and will be incorporated into a day of prayer on Good Friday. The church will be open from 7 a.m. and we will invite people to take responsibility for maintaining a presence of prayer throughout the day as we pray for our church, our land and the world. On Easter Day, there will be services of Holy Communion at 11 a.m., 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. From the Registers 2024, Christian Burial. 30th of January, Michael Armstrong. 5th of February, Daphne Kears. 15th of February, Kathleen Robinson. Holy Baptism. 28th of January, Ezra McKelvey, son of Shannon and Stephen. 18th of February, Lottie McMillan, daughter of Olivia and Martin. Confirmation classes. Please speak to one of the clergy if you would be interested in taking part in confirmation classes. There will be classes for teenagers in the coffee bar each Sunday from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. If there are adults who have never been confirmed and would like to take that step of faith, please don't hesitate to contact us and we will make arrangements to facilitate preparation. Easter General Vestry. The annual business meeting of the church, the Easter General Vestry, will take place after Easter this year. A date will be announced in the next magazine. Flower donation rota for March. 3rd of March, Mrs. M. Corbett. 10th of March, Mrs. M. Carlton. 17th of March, Mrs. M. Seeds. 24th of March, Miss C. Hamilton. 31st of March, Mrs. B. Wilson. Services for March. Sunday the 3rd of March, third Sunday in Lent. 9 a.m. Holy Communion. 11 a.m. Connect. 7 p.m. Holy Communion. Sunday the 10th of March, fourth Sunday in Lent. 9 a.m. Holy Communion. 11 a.m. Holy Communion. 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Sunday the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Gift Service, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Sunday the 24th of March, Palm Sunday, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. A Service of Wholeness and Healing, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Sunday the 31st of March, Easter Day, 9 a.m. 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. Holy Communion. Wednesday morning communion and prayers for the sick. The Wednesday morning communion service with prayers for the sick takes place on Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. Tea and coffee and scones will be served afterwards. Mother's Union. Hello everyone. Here we are nearly halfway through Lent already. How time seems to fly. I was thinking of a Joni Mitchell song called The Circle Game, a coming-of-age song on this theme. 16 springs and 16 summers gone now, cartwheels turn to car wheels through the town, and they tell him, take your time, it won't be long now till you drag your feet to slow the circles down. In an average lifetime, we live through about 70 Christmases, and 70 Easters. Whilst our individual experiences and memories of those seasons will be unique to ourselves, they are universal in the sense that our focus is on Jesus, his birth, death, and resurrection. A communion hymn puts it like this: once, only once, and once for all, his precious life he gave. Before the cross our spirits fall, and own it, strong to save. One offering single and complete, with lips and heart we say, but what he can never repeat, he shows forth day by day. As we approach the second half of Lent, Holy Week, Good Friday and Easter Day, I wish all our members a very blessed and peaceful Easter. Dates for your diary: Thursday the 7th of March, 8 p.m, table games and Easter craft. Tuesday the 12th of March, 7:30 p.m, praise service at St. Andrew's. Thursday the 21st of March, 7:30 p.m, festival service in Dromore Cathedral. Bus departs Knockbreeder Parish, 6:30 p.m. Members who wish to go, please contact Liz Walker or myself. Angela Harvey, Branch Secretary, mobile number 07596 075081, or Liz Walker, Branch Leader, mobile number 0774 617 549. Boys Brigade and Anchor Boys. The company and junior sections of St. Finian's BB, this is a photograph on their recent 10-pin bowling outing. Please note the following dates in the lead-up to Easter. Monday the 18th of March, company junior sections off for St. Patrick's Day. Tuesday the 19th of March, Anchor Boys last night before Easter. Monday the 25th of March, company and junior sections last night before Easter at the Holy Week service. Monday the 8th of April, or Tuesday the 9th of April, all sections return. Prayer Warrior. Do you have a concern or problem and would like someone to pray for you? If so, text Robin, who will be willing to help. This is completely confidential and no details will be passed on to anyone else unless you want them to. Mobile number 07513 947 504. Notices on hall walls. Recently there have been some notices attached to walls in the Houston Hall with sellotape. This can remove the paintwork when the notices are being taken down. Please do not attach notices to the walls with sellotape or blue tack. Thank you. World Day of Prayer, Friday the 1st of March. The Christian women of Palestine have written this year's service with the title, I beg you, bear with one another in love. A very poignant theme given recent events. Our local service will be held on Friday the 1st of March at 8 p.m. in Orangefield Presbyterian Church. It will be led by women from the various churches in the area. A cup of tea will follow to be enjoyed while chatting with friends. Everyone is most welcome to attend. Julie Cunningham. Mobile number 07814 928398. Divine Healing Ministries. The Divine Healing Ministry service will be held earlier this month due to Easter. The service will take place on Tuesday the 12th of March at 7:30 p.m. and the guest speaker will be Dr. Stephen Rogers. Everyone is very welcome. Norman Slater. General Maintenance. The church premises require regular maintenance to keep them in good order, so it is an advantage to have a regular schedule for works, both for buildings and grounds. This gives people an opportunity to volunteer a few hours each month to assist in the upkeep of our estate. Accordingly, the last Saturday of each month is designated as a work morning. However, in order to avoid Easter, this month the work morning will take place on Saturday the 23rd of March. Duration from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for anyone who might be available. Work would include general light duties, tidying up, pruning, spraying, brushing, etc. The next date is therefore Saturday the 23rd of March. See you then. Jim Hawkey, Cleeborden. Thanks. Peter, Johnny and I would like to thank Jono, Andy and the many parishioners of St. Finian's for their kindness, prayers and support over the past few weeks following the sudden death of Michael. to Mark and the choir for their wonderful lead at the funeral service. So many people said how they enjoyed the singing and organ playing. It has been a great comfort for us all at a time when it was much needed. Thank you all. Much love, Judith, Peter and Johnny Armstrong. Ladies' Friendship Group. Hello, ladies. I hope that you've been cheered by the lengthening daylight and glimpses of sunshine. Our only meeting this month will be on Wednesday the 13th at 2 p.m. In a change to the printed programme, our guest will be Mao Cowan. She will talk about her inspirational life, including living in China and undergoing a heart transplant. We look forward to having your company. Note, there won't be a meeting on the 27th as this falls in Holy Week. Julie. Mobile number 07814-928-398. Craigie Crafters. Craigie Crafters meet on Tuesdays from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in the Houston Hall. Feel free to come along for crafting, coffee and chat. Everyone is very welcome. We will finish for Easter on Tuesday the 19th of March and will resume again on Tuesday the 9th of April. Janet Johnson. St. Finian's Pilates. Spring is here, and hopefully the better weather, too, but Pilates at St. Finian's continues no matter what the season, and it's been very encouraging to see the number of people who turn up week after week to be put through their paces. As usual, I want to take a few moments to expand on a particular issue that sometimes causes confusion and concern amongst practitioners and clients alike, namely the difference between classical Pilates and contemporary Pilates. Classical Pilates, which is also known as contrology, is the original form of Pilates based on a set sequence of exercises performed on the mat in a particular order using the 34 classical exercises designed by Joseph Pilates. It also focuses on a flat back during the exercises rather than the maintenance of a natural or neutral curve. Contemporary Pilates, which is sometimes called hybrid Pilates, is based on the classical exercises but includes other type of exercise and adapts the exercise and sequence to the needs of the users, their body types, physical conditions and any health conditions. It also includes the use of equipment such as exercise balls and stretch bands and focuses on restoring and maintaining the spine's natural curve. At this stage, I should point out that the Pilates classes I run fall into the category of contemporary rather than classical, given that there is a greater focus on maintaining a natural spine alignment. The exercise sequences are not constrained by the classical sequence. They include using exercise bands and some exercises borrowed from other types, such as yoga. However, the core of the classes remains the original 34 exercises and principles as developed by Joseph Pilates. The flexibility offered by contemporary Pilates makes it a safe and adaptable means to aid restoration and maintenance of a properly aligned spine, as well as improving the condition of the muscles around the major joints. I would definitely recommend it to anyone. That's all for now. Until next time, stay safe and keep moving. Note, we meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in the Houston Hall. Everyone is very welcome and a small donation of £3 per class is requested to go towards church funds. If you have any questions or want to find out more about Pilates, please contact me, John Waterworth, by phone 07941 368546 or email at jcwworth@yahoo.co.uk. Contact details. Rector, telephone 02890-793-822 or curate, telephone 07905-368-474. Church office hours, Tuesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m, Wednesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Telephone number 02890-792-793. Magazine by email. Why not receive your magazine by email and help the environment by cutting down on the use of paper? If you would like to receive your magazine this way, contact Linda in the church office on Tuesdays or Wednesdays between 9 and 2. Magazine. Please send articles for inclusion in the April magazine to office.craiga@down.anglican.org or telephone the parish office on 02890 792 793 by noon on Tuesday the 5th of March. Don't forget to check out the church website, www.sinfinians.org, and find us on Facebook at facebook.com/sinfinians. Thank you.